Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, how is everybody doing out there? Welcome to the Red Line Show with myself, Steve the Dean Williams, and turn that down. And my boy, George Bruno, the man, White Chocolate. How you doing, George? What's going on with you, brother? Talk to me. Yeah, it is a very, very great night. Now, George, can you talk a little bit? I got you. I can hear you, but you sound a little. You turn your volume up just a little bit, if you could. But yeah, we can definitely hear you though. We definitely can hear you. Yeah, that's better. Yeah, I can hear you. In the chat room, let me know, guys, if y'all have any issues with it, we'll tell them. But guys, we want to welcome you all to the show. Donovan is taking care of some business, and he will be off for a little while, so we'll be just kicking off shows right here. But what I want to say real quick before we get into the show, this show is being brought to you by Tactical Soap, guys. Make sure y'all get your soap. Go to tacticalsoap.com. Also, this show is being brought to you by The War Room. It's Tate's War Room. Make sure you get the information on that. And last but not least, what we have here is join the online fraternity, the Fraternity of Excellence. Basically, the Fraternity of Excellence is an online community for men, by men, that's committed to exhibiting masculine excellence through leadership by engaging in weekly assignments, group calls, and accountability, and more. So make sure you check that out. And last but not least, the 21 Convention, guys. The 21 Convention will be in Orlando, Florida on the 24th through the 27th. Make sure you go ahead and get your tickets right now. And other than that, George, how are you doing, man? How are you feeling, brother? How's it going? All right, wonderful, wonderful. Guys, like I say, guys in the chat room, we will put the number out, guys. We'll have the number running if y'all want to call in. You can call in at 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Anytime that we get a super chat or something like this, for instance, this kind of a question right here where you guys saying that, we will pause and we will answer questions like that. But we have a very, very great show for you guys today. If y'all want to call in, we are talking about the dreaded friend zone, how it starts, where is it from, and what can you do to avoid it. George, I want to start with you, my brother. George's getting his smoke on. Oh, yeah, hey, Jay, like all great men, he's relaxed, he's got a cigar. George, you always tell great stories, man. Yeah, it's a Friday night. You always tell great stories when you smoking that cigar, man. I remember at the 21 convention, we passed out cigars, and you just had great stories, brother. Great stories, man. Awesome, man. All right, George, talk to us about the friend zone, man. What is your take on the friend zone, man? Yeah, it is. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah, I for a lot of guys out there, I think they don't realize that they come in doing the worst thing that I think a guy can do, and that is trying to be liked by the woman. And I think instead of trying to build attraction, they think that in order to get her, I've got to get her to like me. And when guys do that, when they out there trying to get women to like them, what happens is they begin to do a process of behaviors. They can't say no to a woman. They are always available for her. They'll drop everything they're doing just to be around her. These guys out there will always, like I say, do anything for her, but also, there are certain things that women are always going to look for. A woman cannot sleep with every guy in the world, gentlemen. And what she does is she looks for certain behaviors in you. If there is no assertiveness in you, if all you are, if you have nervousness, so you're nervous, you don't know how to speak, speak without stuttering, when she sees that you have anxiety, she doesn't really want somebody like that. Now, she will want someone as a friend, someone to be a shoulder to cry on, someone to drive her around town, someone to put up her Christmas lights. Yeah, all these things that are happening and going on that she will love to do. And the problem is a lot of you guys don't even realize what's going on because there are certain things. Like, number one, you're paying her too much attention, okay? Meaning that you wait for her to come online and you automatically want to talk to her. You're always sitting around, like I say, the shoulder. You're listening to her problems. And not only trying to listen to her problems, you're trying to solve her problems. And even in solving your problems, you're doing more damage because if she's talking about George, she's complaining about George. You know what? I can't stand George Bruno. All he does is smoke that pipe. I can't stand him, but I can't stop seeing him. Then all of a sudden, you try to be Mr. Fix-It, like her father. Well, you need to stay away from George. George has other women, and George does this, and you don't need to be with someone like that. What you do is you push her to see you more like a brother. Another thing that you do is that you're always being too generous towards her. Anytime she needs something, you are always there, Mr. Fix-It. Around when Halloween pops up, you'll be putting up her Halloween lights. If she has something broken in her house, you'll be the first one over there to fix it because you think that, okay, we have been hanging out for 5 years, 4 months, 3 weeks, 12 hours, and 47 minutes, and today is going to be my day. I get to have her or she is going to like me. But here's the thing. You are always trying too hard as well. And the thing is that women don't like individuals that try. There are certain things she wants and she knows, George, when it comes to a real man, that real men, I don't believe, like I say, for me, George, and I'm going to toss it to you, I've never had a woman friend, man. I've had women acquaintances. You know, when I'm at work, hey, Betty, how's your day? Hey, Julie, how is your day? But outside of that, I've never been around a beautiful woman that I would just hang out with, just to hang out with. George, what say you, sir? absolutely, George. Absolutely. And guys, I want to call in 515-605-9373. That's 515-605-9373. Guys, don't forget we are being brought to you by B21 Convention, guys. Make sure y'all get y'all tickets as soon as possible. It's going to be a hot lineup of individuals there. But, yeah, and God, what we want to do, and listen, guys, we're not telling you to be mean to women. That's not how to not get out of the friend zone. We're not telling you to be assholes. We're not telling you to pretend to be somebody you're not. But what we're saying is that these women notice certain behaviors in a person that will make her give herself a determination, George, of what she wants to do. And I'll give you all an example. Since George is here, I'm gonna use George as my he's not a dummy, but my crash test dummy. I'm gonna use George as my man here. George, a lot of you guys have never met George, but when you meet George, George is laid back. You know what that tells a woman? He's got options. George doesn't make it about sex. You know what it tells a woman? That he's the kind of man that has direction. He's the kind of man that will listen to understand. He's the kind of man that sees the big picture. He's the kind of man that is a risk taker and is not fearless. But with that being said, when George talks to a woman, he makes her feel, key word, gentlemen, he makes her feel like, wow, who is this guy and what do I have to do to get to know him better? And that's why when I tell you George is smoother than the other side of the pillow, that kind of a man, that's what I mean. And that's what a woman sees. A woman will not friend zone a man like George. Why? Because she knows George doesn't do that friend zone thing. But George, I don't want to speak to you, but that's what I see when I've met you, man. What say you, sir? Absolutely. And you know what's amazing is yes, sir. All right. Absolutely. We have a call, George, and we have a call in line real quick. And guys, if you want to call in, you can call in at 515-605-9373. Also, super chats. I'm looking at the chat room. If y'all have a question in there, we will also be able to help you out with this is what this is for. This is for you guys will have problems and issues in relationships. Area code 918. What's your name? What's your question, sir? What's up?
Wait, am I on stream?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
Hello. So, my name is Mike Burton. And so, I kind of, wanted to talk about, who you think is, the better fighter, I want to, tell you, my top five, best boxers, you know?
Okay, Mike. No. Mike. I want everybody to hear this. And I want people to understand why you'll never get a piece of pussy, because you can't even talk about boxers without stuttering and sounding like a female, dude. Pick up your balls, pick your spine up, and learn how to talk like a man, and then call back. But don't come on here talking about boxers, and you can't even get a woman to save your life, man. Thank you. Cakes, man. But that's what I'm saying, George. The problem. This is y'all hear him in his voice now. I could have kept him on, everybody. But this is what y'all need to hear. You don't think this is what women hear from the majority of you guys? I know a lot of y'all guys might be laughing at that guy right now, but don't think she doesn't hear that from you guys. Someone that can't even form a sentence without pausing, stuttering. There was no bass in his voice. There was no assert. There was no thunder in his voice. And the reason, and George, the reason I kept him on is because I wanted guys to hear what women hear from them when they talk to women. And they don't recognize that they sound like this, George. What say you, George? Yeah. No, absolutely. And guys, I'm going to call in 515-605-9373. And if you have a question, go ahead and post it, and we will also answer it, especially in Super Chat. The thing is that we're trying to get y'all guys to understand is, and I've been talking about it all last week, school is starting all over the world. For a lot of you young guys, you're getting a brand new batch of women out there. But within that batch, what you guys need to understand, there are brand new women going into the world that are maybe not in college, but she's legal now and she's starting her own life and she's out in the world. What a lot of you guys need to understand is that a lot of these women are grand masters in friend zone 101, because all through high school, that is all they have been doing to guys. But there are characteristics that they look for now in you guys to see where you're going to get. Because like George is saying, when a woman is attracted to you, even though she might not like George's cigar, even though she can't stand George's nice hat that he has on, guess what? She still has to go see him. She wants to see him. She wants to be with him. George doesn't have to buy her a drink unless he wants to buy her a drink. George doesn't have to make her take her out to dinner, because George is smooth enough to take her to the house and make dinner at his place, but that's just some smooth stuff. But she doesn't care. What she would love to do is she would bend over backwards, and she will probably bring something to his place just to spend time with him, because women are fascinated by men, gentlemen. They're fascinated by the assertiveness of a man. They're fascinated by the dominance that they hear in his voice. That's why that caller I was saying, you can tell that guy is having problems with women. But for a lot of you guys out there, unfortunately, in her ears, in her eyes, that's how she sees the majority of you guys out there who are trying to manipulate her, trying to lie, trying to deceive. These women are smart, and these women keep their ears to the ground. But you have to understand, every day she is being hit on, either online, walking down the street, going to work, or through her office. She is running into men after men after men, and all she's trying to do is determine where you're going to fall at in her category. George, what say you, sir? Yes. Right. Well, the thing is, I don't know, and I see Captain America. Captain had a good question. I'll put that in the same. But I don't think guys understand this. And somebody did make a thing. I don't care what women want, period. But that's why you lose with women, because you got to learn how to listen with your ears and listen with your eyes, and to understand that there are two types of, like, when you're in the friend zone, she feels safe with you. But then there's a special kind of safe she is when she's around a real man. And a lot of you guys don't even know that. You guys, this is the, see, the problem with a lot of you guys is you don't know it all. And nor will you ever take time to learn the thing that you're trying to go after to even see where you're at. You know, there are some women out there that if she dresses in front of you and all that other stuff, don't think that she's doing it because she's interested in you. She's doing it because you feel safe. You're not a threat in a sexual way. You're somebody like her kid sister, her gay best friend, or somebody that she can just walk around in her underwear and bra and not even worry. But then there's that other feel safe when she's around a man, where when she's putting something on, she's asking, George, how do I look in this? George, does this make my butt look big? George, is this bra too small for my breast? Those are things that, see, a lot of you guys don't hear. There's a lot of y'all guys, and it's sad that some of you guys out there don't even want to learn about the thing you want to go after. Nobody says you have to give in to what a woman wants, but you've got to learn women. And learn that women are unique and women are different, and not everyone is the same. But if you choose to keep your, like, eyes closed and ears closed, then of course, what use are you going to be in her? Why would she invest her body into you when she can't even get it? What's the return on her investment but from getting with you? Someone that's going to handcuff her, someone that's going to helicopter, someone that's going to always be insecure, someone's going to be snooping through her clothes, through her telephone, wondering what she's doing all day and night. They don't want that. But you're a nice person. And because you're a nice person, sure, we can be the best of friends, just like girlfriends. You can be my girlfriend. And that's how they look at some of you guys out there. But let me go ahead and pop this up, because someone asked a good question, George. I wanted you to answer it first. And it says, what should you do if a woman doesn't know what they want with you, George? What would you or how would you answer that one, sir? And I'll go after you. Woo! Yeah, you know what, George, and for you, America, the thing is, George is right on this, man. This is the thing. When you, if a woman's saying that to you, then she really doesn't want you at all. She's just trying to figure out what. Now, I'm not saying all women use, but some women have uses for you. Let's just put it that way. My question is, and the reason why she doesn't know what she wants is because she knows that you're willing to give her your time. You're always going to be available in her eyes. And I would love for you to call in, because I will ask you, how did you even approach her? What did you say to her when you met her? How long have you been texting her? Have you been on a date yet? Have you even set up a date? I mean, there are guys now that are telling y'all guys to wait to meet a chick. Don't talk to her at all until the date. I don't know what your situation is. So, America, if you can call in, we'll appreciate it, because I would need to know a little bit more, because for a lot of guys out there, you won't understand that the way you start is going to be probably the way you finish with them, because they don't like weakness. And I'm not saying how you come is weakness, but we've got to peel back the layers, because this is what this show does, the Redman Group and its people. We just don't do things on a surface level. Call in. Let's talk. We can peel back the layers and see where you're at and see if we can fix this. We want to give a shout out to, hey, now, this is my dog, 1976, $5 tip jar. Appreciate that, man. Much love to you, man. And guys, if y'all want to call in, y'all can call in at 515-605-9373. And we are talking about the friend zone. But yeah, if y'all want to call in, call in. If y'all have any good questions, if y'all are asking questions, but we're going to only answer the ones that are important, man. And guys, please, I know some of y'all are trying to give advice, but some of the advice that some of y'all are giving in this chat room, and you know who you are, would be more detrimental to men than helping them. So please be careful about the advice you give if you don't have women and you don't have options, because all you're doing is telling guys the wrong information. But back to the friend zone and all that other stuff like we were talking about. I'm here with myself, with my dog, George Bruno. We're here being brought to you by Tactical Soap and the 21 Convention. You have to understand, the friend zone, to me, George, the friend zone with a woman doesn't start when he first meets her. I believe how he feels about himself. I mean, for a lot of you guys, you meet a woman or you see a woman, and every day, and every week and every month, you just look at her for far, trying to do the one thing that there is no such thing of, and that is waiting for the perfect moment to say something. No, now is not the time. I'm going to wait. And then when you finally do that perfect moment, George, and she says, I got a boyfriend, or she says to you, well, why didn't you say something before? Then you're either mad at her, or you get mad at yourself. And I just want to say this before I throw it to you, George. I always tell guys, the thing I always do is take things to nature, George. That's all I do. Because nature is nature. Nature doesn't tweet, Instagram, or Facebook. It's just nature. And when a lion captures a zebra, he does not leave that carcass in the middle of the Serengeti around all the other creatures out there, the other predators, thinking that I can walk away from this carcass, come back a week later, and it's still going to be there. It doesn't work that way. And the thing that these women notice about you guys is she knows that you like her, because she notices you looking at her a certain way. And she's saying, okay, is he going to say something, or is he going to stare at me like a weird, creepy guy that's going to have chloroform, duct tape, and rope, and is he going to do? They think that. Hey, George, you know what I'm talking about. And y'all don't realize that. George, you got the floor, sir. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes. You know, George, time is something I hate to waste. And I tell you guys all the time, y'all waste time all the time with women. You know, you meet a woman, you know you want to get to know her better, but yet you don't even do the thing that you want to do. Instead, you go totally opposite, going the opposite direction. If you want to get to know her better, and now listen, guys, and remember, this is not porn. This is not, I can just walk up to a woman and say, hey, how you doing? And she's going to rip her clothes off. It doesn't work that way, gentlemen. So y'all got to start getting that stuff out of your head, thinking that life is porn. It doesn't work that way. But with the problem with y'all guys, y'all sit around and when you get the opportunity, you waste it. Why are you talking to her about her day? That's her girlfriend's job. Why are you asking her how was traffic? That's her girlfriend's job to answer. So when you begin to ask those kinds of questions, she begins to see you as a caring, thoughtful brother, someone that is sweet and kind. Because let me tell you something. I cannot say, kill words for me, George, is when they say that, yeah, I am sweet, but I'm talking about when we first meet, they're like, oh, you're sweet and you're kind and you're thoughtful. And you listen, and you're such a great guy. Any woman would be happy to be with a guy like you. If you hear that, guy, you are not close to getting that woman. I'm not saying that she's got to be mad and angry at you and things like that. What I'm saying is that there is certain things in the conversations that we have. I don't want to waste my time. When I meet you, I'm letting you know I want to take you out. When I meet you, I'm letting you know why I came over there. Ask yourselves the question, how many of you guys even do that? You're interested in her, and yet you won't even tell her why you're talking to her. You're automatically assuming that she knows that you think that she likes you just because you're hanging out with her. Don't assume anything. Like in the 21 convention, you've got to be Star Trek, you know, back in the old Star Trek, back in the 60s, I think, late 70s, whatever, boldly go where no man has gone before. Because the key thing is most of you guys won't even go out your doorstep to talk to a woman. More or less tell her what's on your mind, and I'm not saying, oh, girl, I just want to put your face in the pillow type things. You got to talk to a woman. See, any guy out there who doesn't want to learn about a woman, then you're missing out on something that's a great chess player. You're missing out on somebody that's smart enough to manipulate you into getting what you want. You're missing out on somebody that, you know what, you don't have to learn from her, but you can observe her behaviors and see if she's playing games with you. Because a lot of you guys understand, they will keep you around like prisoners. And how will they do it? A touch on your shoulder, a hug, rubbing the side of your face. That's all you get. And you're going to think you won the lottery, but she's going to use those tactics to keep you right where you're at. George, what say you, sir? All right, George, you got a question right here. It says, how can guys get rid of that nice guy syndrome because it rolls over in your relationships with women? They sniff beta. But sometimes, Matt, the answer is in the question. I don't want to speak for George. I'll speak for me. And I keep telling you guys all the time, this thing has nothing to do with women. This whole thing has everything to do with you. If she smells beta, of course, because when two individuals come together, there's a top and a bottom. That's it. There's going to be a leader and there's going to be a follower. And 9 times out of 10, whoever is more emotionally invested is going to be the follower. But with a lot of you guys, That's how it works. Now, when women meet someone like a George, that kind of individual, she will follow because she will do the thing that they do in nature when they get around real men, and that submit. They do it in nature all the time. It doesn't matter what creature, mammal, or insect it is. When they determine the man, the alpha, they will submit. But you're asking, how do you get rid of the nice guy syndrome? Wait. Let me say something real quick, George. Don't get rid of your nice guy. I don't know why. Let me explain something to y'all guys. I am a nice guy. I am a geek. I'm a nerd. Hell, I even told you, I watch SpongeBob sometimes when I'm not doing anything. I'm a big kid, but I am a nice guy. But the difference between me and you is that I can do the thing that you guys can't do, and that is say no. Y'all can't be transparent. Y'all are not clear and concise, and you're not impactful in your conversations or what you do in your life. I don't want you to get rid of your nice guy. You don't have to be mean. You can be nice to women. George, I keep telling people, we got to come up with a name for us, George, because we are the last of our kind because we came before the internet. So you know what? I mean, I don't know what we need to call ourselves, but these young boys are getting so much bad information because there's nothing wrong with being nice. We're saying don't get walked over. We're saying have a backbone, balls, and a standard. You can be nice. George is a nice man. George doesn't walk around saying, I'm George Bruno, well, get out of my way. No, George is one of the nicest people I know. But you know what? You want to know what makes George a man? There's several things. I keep telling y'all the things that make George a man. George is assertive. George likes to succeed. George gets things done. George acts decisively. George drives results. George takes risks. George is fearless. But guess what? He's also a nice guy. And I don't want y'all to think that being nice is weak. It's weak when you begin to submit and give your respect away like Halloween candy. What say you, George? Yes. Yes. Yeah. Oh boy. Oh boy. I had to post this. I keep trying. See, Russell, I would love for you to call in because I want you to explain to me that false statement that I'm just posting right now. This is right there. If you act, see here, let me say something. Let me say it again, guys. If you act, let me tell y'all something. A man does not act. And that's the problem. See, the thing about the game, gentlemen, it's either on you or in you. And when it's on you, that means you pretend to be something that you're not, thinking that she doesn't see through your bullshit. I want you to call in, Russell, because I'd like to challenge you on that false message that you said. You want to know why she feels like I don't care about her? Because honestly, I really don't care about her because I don't know her well enough to care about her. And that means she's got to prove herself to me. But one thing I'm not going to do, nor am I on this show, I'm not going to have y'all guys give bad information. I'm going to call you out on that. You do not act. This is not a Oscar-winning performance. This is why y'all lose, because you can't even stand on your own principles. See, Mr. Moore, if you had principles, narratives, laws, rules, and codes, you wouldn't have to act anything because you can stand on those things, and that is going to make you an asshole. That's going to make her want you. But when you try to pretend, how many times do I tell you guys, you cannot manipulate a manipulative woman that thrives on deception, manipulation, and lies. Don't listen. I had to post that. Because that is bad information. Do not act anything. And that's your problem, guys. Because when you want to act, then that means you want to play the game. And then when you play the game, believe me, you're not going to win. And the game is going to end up you buying, bartering, begging, being a shoulder, a chauffeur, and buying her things. And you're not going to have any experience with it. Now, getting back to what you were saying, I wanted to say something on what you were saying, George, and I want to say about the nice thing. You guys don't understand. How many of you guys out there are romantic? How many of you guys out there are sensual, sexual, flirty? How many of you guys are doing those things? And then you wonder why she doesn't want to be in you. Remember, guys, crayons out. She will only invest in somebody that's going to give her a return on her investment. She is, and when I say invest, her body and her mind, that's what she's going to invest. George, we got a call. Let's bring that call in. But George, did you want to say something real quick before we bring the call in? All right, let's bring the call in. This lady may be Virginia. 775, what's your name? What's your question? What's up?
Yeah, this is my name's Donovan. I'm in Philly.
How can we help? Which question, brother?
Yeah, this is Donovan, Steve.
Oh, Donovan. Oh, sure. What's up, man?
Yes.
Oh,
hey, how you doing,
okay.
Man?
What's up, D? What's good with you, man? What's up?
Not too much, man. I was just managed to break away a little bit to listen in. I guess for the guy who said, by not, acting like you don't care you'll be five times more attractive to women. And listen, we all know that's grossly incorrect, but I'm not gonna be too hard on guys like that, because it's obvious that he's new. He's sort of new to the red pill, right? Because those are the same things I thought. I thought, okay, I'm new to the red pill. All women are, you know, we know that all women are like that, but that doesn't mean that they're all the same, right? Women are, you know, women all operate with the same sort of imperatives, but they all operate, they all do things differently. This doesn't mean that they're not quote unquote like that. But the point is that you don't really need to act like you don't care, right? Because when you have a life of your own, when you have goals, when you have things that you're working toward, you're going to be really busy. Like if you're working on your own business, restoring cars, physical fitness, whatever it is that you're doing, if you don't, by virtue of you just being busy, it's not going to seem like you don't care. It just shows a woman that you have other things going on. So you don't have to act like you don't care. Right. It's not about acting like you don't care. It's just about having other things going on in your life. Because if a woman has too much access to you, like if you're always around, or if she calls you and you always call right back, or she texts you and you always text back, she thinks that she is the only thing in your life. And it's obvious that she is, if that's the case. But women like to know, and this is subconsciously, women don't think about this. They don't think about this consciously. Subconsciously, women like men who have other things going on other than them.
Yes.
Women don't want to be the center of your universe. They want to be a part of your universe. And if you're out building your universe, you're not going to have time to be up her ass all the time. Ergo, it gives off the impression that you quote unquote don't care. So to the guy that made that comment in the chat, just understand that's 100% wrong. I understand where you're coming from. So instead of pretending you don't care, how about taking up other productive hobbies? How about having other shit going on in your life other than chasing pussy all day at that point? Because, again, just like you always say this, Steve, it's not about women. It's about yourself. So if you have other shit going on, women are going to be more attracted to you by virtue of you having other things going on. Now, she'll tell all her friends, well, he just acts like he doesn't care. But what's really happening is that you just have other shit going on. I'll get to you when I get to you. You can never make a woman the most important thing in your life, because at that point, that's when it appears that you care too much. When a woman that you are pursuing is not the most important thing in your life, you give her the impression that you have other things going on, not that you quote-unquote don't care. So whatever that guy's name was in the chat, kind of try to pull back. You know, let's stop listening to the meathead, you know, red pill podcast. Oh, bitches ain't shit, and all I want to do is fuck and fart and eat.
I
get it. When I joined the red pill, I was all piss and win. I was the same way. But it took me a while to figure out, just like Steve said, it took me a while to figure out that the red pill isn't about women at all. It's really about developing yourself, and that women, just like you say, Steve, they're merely a perk because they know you have other things going on.
Absolutely, Donovan. All right, would you like to stay on with us?
That's all I got.
Calls are blowing up. Okay. All right, well, thank you, Donovan. Well, hey, appreciate you, man. Hey, we know you're busy and everything, but whenever you can, come on in, dog. We miss you, brother. Much love, brother.
All right, man. All right, man.
All right, George, we got two calls in the queue. We got area code 909, then 508 in that order. 909, you're up first. George, I'll let you answer question. 909, what's your question or statement? What's up?
Hey, this is American Captain, 2010. You already saw my question from before. Pretty much she's saying that she doesn't know what she wants with me. So I don't know what to do from here. Really, I don't. As of right now, I stopped talking to her because I just didn't want to fuck with it anymore. I felt like she was wasting my time.
Well, George, I'll let you go first, but I got something to say to you. George, you can take it first, sir.
Hello.
Yeah. Oh. Hey. Wait. I don't think he can hear you, George. You got to talk.
I can't hear anything.
Mic.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. George. Yeah. George. Yeah. Yeah. Mike. George. You got to come talk a little bit louder because you sound.
Yeah. I hear nothing.
Do you hear him now?
No.
No, we can't hear you now. Okay. Now, yeah, we can hear. I can hear you, but I don't think they can hear you because you're still low. Your volume is still low for some reason. But we can hear you. The chat room can hear you. I don't think the caller can hear you. That's all.
Let me hold on.
Wait,
go ahead and talk.
All right. Well, go. Yeah, he can hear you now, George. Go ahead and talk. He can listen to the radio.
I don't know.
Wait, America, can you turn that down?
Yeah, sorry, that's my echo. It's not a good idea. Yeah, I can't hear him at all from the call, so I don't know what to do with this.
Let me answer you real quick. Then I'm gonna let George answer on this. Go ahead and I'll mute you. I'm gonna mute the phone on you right now. I'm gonna let George talk. Turn on your computer.
Okay.
See, it's always men solve things. I'm gonna mute you here.
Yeah.
Turn your computer on. Let George talk. And then I'll come in. So I'll mute you now. George, go ahead and talk. 508, we'll bring you in 1 second. George, you got the floor. Yes. Okay, 909. Are you there? 909. Are you there? You can mute you. 909.
Yeah, I'm here. Hello.
Okay,
hello,
here. So let me ask. I got you. 508. We'll bring you in 1 second. 909. Let me ask you a question. How long have you been quote unquote messaging and texting her for?
Talking. We've been talking for a month now. It's been about a month.
Been
a month on the 13th.
Big dog. That's three weeks and really 4 days too long. Why haven't you asked her out? Have you?
Yeah, I've been out on a date already. Yeah, I've been
out. Oh, you've already been out.
I took your advice on the approaching boot camp, and I did exactly as you said when it comes to that.
Okay,
I got the date early
on.
So the date happened right when I met her, pretty much. I met her online.
Okay, so So then would you say maybe the date didn't go as well as you thought it did then?
No, the date went excellent. It went actually amazing.
Then, wow.
It was great.
Wow, congratulations. Okay, then somewhere along the line, she came up and said she didn't know what she wanted. Then that's where you got to throw her back in the water and say, hey, listen, just send her a message. Listen, I don't want you to listen. And this is no knock or no disrespect. And I'm not saying this about you. Don't do what women do. Women just stop talking. You know what? You let her know. Listen, the last thing I want to do is waste your time or my time. When you find out and know what you want, get back with me. Other than that, take care and leave it just like that, man. Why? Because you still have the high ground. That's what men do. We don't sit around and wait for life to happen to us. You don't do that. Don't play defense. Play offense. Just as you approach her.
Yeah.
If she doesn't know what she wants, acknowledge that she doesn't know what she wants, but let her know the last thing I want to do is waste my time and your time. So when you know what you want, get back with me. Why? Because most guys don't talk that way to women. You know what they do 909?
Yeah.
They just stop talking to them. See? And then they're like, oh, well, okay, so do that. Let us know what happened because we got to grab this other call. But do that, okay,
Thank you, my
friend?
I appreciate it.
All right, much love. Hey, man. Hey, eyes forward, baby. Good. I'm proud of you, man. Good job, brother.
Yeah. Thanks.
All right, brother. We'll throw you back in. Area code 508. What's your name? What's your question? What's up?
Hey, how's it going, guys? How you doing? I'm 508. I'm the guy that typed that if you act as if you're not interested in the girl, she's going to be five times more attracted to you. And I just wanted to take a second and explain where I'm coming from here. Absolutely, what Donovan said, what you said, is absolutely the best way to be. It's better to not have to act, of course. It's much better to have three or four girls chasing you at all times so that you don't have to act. But my advice is for these new guys into the game and these blue pill guys who were taught to put the woman first and take her out and buy the meal and call her every night. It's for those guys. You know, what you're talking about, a guy with, like, level 5 game. I'm talking about for guys with, like, level 1, level 2 game.
No, sir. No, sir. Let me explain why where you're wrong at. See, this is y'all's problem.
Absolutely.
Every man has to start off learning the thing called the truth. The truth. That's the problem nowadays. Y'all want to soften up the blow. Everybody's a winner. Let me give you a soft picture of the real world. That's not how you're supposed to do it.
I never said that. I'm explaining where you're saying that. No,
you're making a straw man argument. Sir, wait, please. I'm gonna let you on. I'm talking. Do not interrupt me. What I'm saying to you is, just because these guys come from a blue or orange or green, I don't care what pill they come from, they need to learn the truth from the beginning. They're not, you don't, if you teach these guys to start lying, then you are doing them a disservice because men don't lie, period. I don't care where they came from. They need to know the harsh reality of the world, young man. You are doing a disservice to somebody new, telling them to pretend and act because you know what happens? They're not prepared for the woman that knows they're pretending and acting. They're not prepared for the woman that's going to use and manipulate them to a point where they might do something bad to themselves or somebody else because they thought, I'm new to this, so let me start off lying first. Men don't lie. And I'm opening it up for you, let you talk because I don't want you to feel that I'm being rude. That's like a lion teaching his cubs how to be a duck, and then once he's learned how to quack and swim in the water, then they're going to say, well, now you're level 5. Let me teach you how to hunt like a lion. Life doesn't work that way in nature, man, and that's what I want to say. Now, George, do you have something to say about that real quick before I bring him on?
Thank you.
Yes. Yes. Right. 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 You know what? I call in. I will give you a chance to respond because I'm not gonna let you sit here and call nobody a feminist. Do you really want me to be honest with you? I don't think you're ready for me to be honest with you because you are acting more like a woman than a man. These guys are coming from lying, manipulation, and deception, and all you're doing is reinforcing the same thing because you think this thing is about levels. Who taught you about being a man? Levels? This game is not on about levels. This game, see, the problem is guys like you, and I hope you call him and let you talk. Guys like you are just like a lot of these guys with their mother, sheltering them from the thing called the truth, making life rainbows and fucking sugar cubes. And then when they get out into the real world, they can't handle it. And then what you see on the news is they're either doing something to themselves or they're doing something to other people because they cannot handle the life and the truth. You want guys to come in this thing? How are you going to tell them they're a man when you're telling them to do something that only women should be doing, and that's lying? You're telling guys to act more like women. You want them to lie? You want them to lie because they're new? Well, let me tell you something, buddy. There's a thing in myself in Georgia's time in school, before school let out, there was a thing called Field Day. And Field Day, they only had three ribbons. There was the red one, the blue one, and the white one. There wasn't a yellow one or a pink one, and everybody got a trophy. It was a real deal. You fought for the ribbons, you lost, you accepted it. But one thing that guys who are successful, Mr. Moore, is that a real man doesn't tell anybody to lie. That shows a lot about your character, because I'm sure you don't have any women. So I'm going to move on from you, because I know that you are doing a great disservice to a lot of these men by those falsehoods that you're telling them. Guys, I keep telling y'all, you got to be careful about these Agent Smiths. There are guys out there that don't want you to grow as a man. They want to give you a lot of false information, let you run with it, and then when the woman manipulates you and deceives you and knocks you down, then you go running and scurrying, and then they win. Guys, you've got to bite the gold to see what is real and what is fake. And if anybody tells you to lie and act like a man, then run in the opposite direction. Let me go ahead. So, hey, but you won't call in? See, this is, like I say, hey, you see that? See that right there? Look at that. That's that feminine stuff. Look at it. Keep talking that feminine stuff, dog. You can talk all you want, but guess what? You ain't going to call back in, huh? Yeah, I thought so. But now, let me get back. We got a question here in the thing, and I apologize, guys. We're going to have to go ahead and have him sit on the sideline for a second. Now, we have a great guy. Andrew asked a great question here. How do you control your emotions, George, when you start to care and catch feelings for a chick? Your emotions tend to sabotage yourself. You lose your edge or you catch feelings, and you become weak, sir. You have the first one, George. Yes. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, and I just want to say you did a great job. And Andrew, I just want to give you credit, man. It, you know what? I really appreciate the question that you asked, Andrew, because you know what? That's what makes you a man right there, being able to ask good questions and asking for help, man. I really appreciate it. George hit everything on the head. So we have 5 minutes left, and I guess KPDog022, if you want to call in, you've got a few more minutes left in the show. But we have one from Mega that's asking, Steve, how do you know when you have a good, worthy girl? Well, I can talk to you hours about this one, but how you know, and I'll sum it up. The thing that you'll know when you have a good, worthy girl is when you know your worth as a man, number one. That's the first step. The second thing is you got to realize that a lot of you guys don't know you go through different phases of relationships. There's the meeting and dating phase. There's the relationship phase. There's the moving in together phase, engagement phase, and marriage phase. And every phase that you go through, gentlemen, you have got to start writing what your expectations are in those phases. Because the higher she goes up the mountain, the harder it should be to reach your ring. And your expectations have to be that much harder for her. And if she's worthy of those things, she's not going to fight you on those. And remember, she's got a mind too, George. I don't want people to think that women can't have their thoughts too. I'm just saying for you that in order to find worthiness of a woman, there's a lot of things. And maybe I'll do that, Mega. I'll cover that on the show on Monday, worthiness. Maybe we'll talk about that because it's just so broad. We just don't have enough time to talk about that. But, George, I'll throw the question to you, sir. How do you know when you have a worthy woman, sir? Yes. Yes, and you're absolutely right. And, guys, we are just about out of time, guys. Don't forget we have a show tomorrow, the Red Man Group tomorrow. Make sure y'all check that out. Also, guys, we are going to have, matter of fact, before I even talk about me, I want George. Man, I appreciate you, George. You know, we'll be doing this every Friday if you can come in and take, you know, Donovan's taking care of business. But you're more than welcome to ride with me, dog, while we do this, man. But, George, why don't you tell them how they can get in touch with you, how they can get your contact information. You have the floor, sir. All right, guys, for myself, guys, if y'all want to get at me, you can get at me at The Man Mindset on Facebook, The Man Mindset on Twitter, and The Man Mindset on Instagram. And, guys, if y'all need help, send me an email at themanmindset@gmail.com. Send me a number. Let's talk. Right now we're in our birthday. It's my birthday. My birthday is Wednesday, so all month long we're having deals on all products. But I do want to say to y'all guys, I think I'm going to take that as a topic for Monday, how to know if she's worthy. That's what I'm going to do on my show for y'all, because here's the thing at the end of the day that I want to say, and I appreciate George. The reason why we're on here is we're not to batter you. We're not here to belittle you. We're not here to make you feel stupid. We know that y'all have questions, and why the majority of you guys, I love you guys, because it really takes a real man to ask questions, and that's what we appreciate about all you guys in the chat room. We love you guys, and what we're here to do on this station is to do everything we can to give you that edge so you can just grow a little bit, be more than who you are today, and that's the thing. And last thing I want to say before I wrap this up, before we end all, is like I always say, guys, all I want you guys, when y'all get a chance before y'all go to bed tonight, take a moment and think about the graveyard. I always say this on my shows, and I'm going to say this here, because I want y'all to think about this. Think about the graveyard. Is everybody in there, they had one thing in common, and that is they thought they had tomorrow coming to them. Guys, we don't know when our time is going to be up. So with myself and George and those speakers in 21, what we're trying to do is we're trying to make you the best you that you possibly can be. Live your life like a man. Live it to the fullest. Accept the highs, accept the lows, accept the rejection. That's all part of it, okay? Don't run from it. Accept it for what it is, and you will return out to be a better man later on. George is smoking his pipe. He's going to chill, but we just want to say thank you very much for your time. If y'all need George, get in touch with George. You need to get in touch with me. Please do that. But please, guys, pat yourselves on the back. We are proud of you. You are great men. And the questions were awesome. And we hope we continue the same successes. So we will see y'all tomorrow on the Red Men Group. And then we'll see you Monday on the Red Pill Mindset. For myself and George, we're out here. We're out. Thank you. Oh, wait. All right. We're all. All right. Good show, George. Good show. Yeah, that was good, man. Yeah. So.